Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
About your journey with God, that everybody's not called to walk with you. And that's not a slight. That doesn't mean that people are not worthy or that you're better or anything like that. No, you just have to understand that it's not just everybody. As a matter of fact, I have it written down. I'm a little ahead, but when Abraham took Isaac to Mount Moriah, where the place of provision, yes. Oh, yes. The servants that were with him, that were in Abraham's household, the servants could go only so far. And he told the servants when they saw the mountain, he said, You servants remain here. They were good servants. They were part of his household. They had a part that they were involved with. But they weren't called to go up. He said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we'll come again. Amen. Understand that, and don't get mad at people because they don't understand you. They don't know where you're coming from. Like this last message, Wednesday night, why I said I'm through with Yahweh's system of government, because that's a high call right there. I don't know how many really caught it. Covenant authority, when you really understand that, that takes you out of you. That's going to disturb you. It's going to mess up your comfort zone. Because if you really caught it, or if you ever really catch it, it's going to put a tremendous weight on you to control your tongue. Amen. To feed your mind that which is only wholesome to your mind. Amen. There's a stronger conviction that comes upon you. God tightens the screws on you. Not because he's mad at you. No, he does that to people he's going to invest more into. You think things are getting tight because God matters. You know, God is calling you higher. You have less latitude for foolishness. Amen. Well, see, everybody's not called to that. And it's not that people are wrong. That's just not where they're going. They have a place where they serve. Let them serve. Don't look down like they're not, you know, where they're supposed to be. No, everyone isn't going. Now, Moses was called. Joshua was called. The 70 were called. Nadab and Abihu were called. God was taking them up the mountain. All right? Now, in verse 9, then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God and did eat and drink. Okay, so now all of them saw the Lord, or let me say, saw a measure of his glory. Everyone that went up the mountain saw a measure of his glory. But I want to show you something and challenge some of you, because some of you have a high calling. Remember, Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call. Somebody clap. I'm talking to somebody in here, right? This is not anything arrogant or exclusive in that sense. No, it's you must identify.
Yes.
Amen. I challenged our leadership in our last two leadership meetings, and I think I even challenged some of the men in our men's ministry about not fitting in. You know, society, or, you know, feeling like, I won't say a misfit, that's kind of a strong word, but not fitting in. you know, you do stuff right and you get along with people and you have friends and that, but in your inner man, you just don't limit yourself to that. Yes. And the reason being is because you're not called to fit in. Listen to me, sometimes you have to find out and define as you've been called to lead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not to get out of order, but to lead. So you have to find where you are supposed to be in alignment.
Yes. That's
right. Amen. And God doesn't necessarily want you to get just comfortable. There's one thing to be at rest. There's nothing to be just comfortable all the time. Sometimes there's discomfort. Sometimes you have to learn in seasons how to be content being uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Why? Because God's stretching you. God's calling you higher. See, think about glory. Glory will reveal all of God's goodness, but it'll also cause all the stuff in you to surface. All the stuff that ain't right. All the stuff that God needs to get rid of. And God's not mad at you. He's just getting you ready. He's cleaning out space. You need to understand this. Moses was called. The elders were with him. Nadab and Abihu, Joshua. These were called up. So they went up. He said in verse 14. I'm sorry, verse 13. Verse 12. What was that verse I read? I read 12? 9? Oh, this iPad is playing tricks on me here. Okay, let me go back to 10. They saw the God of Israel. Verse 11. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there. And I will give you tablets of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that you may teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. That's the first time we see Joshua's name in this chapter. And Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry here for us until we come again to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Now notice here, it says that, and the glory of the Lord abode upon the Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. Moses was up there, and God didn't say anything to him. Just his presence for 6 days. On the seventh day is when God spoke to him. On the seventh day, God called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. I want to bring that prophetically into a timeline. You know, even on the Mount of Transfiguration, I believe it's in Matthew 17, where after 6 days, it says Jesus took his disciples up to the mount, right? After 6 days. That's symbolic of something. One day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day, right?
Yes.
Well, 6,000 years from Adam equals the seventh day. I believe that's the year 2000, if we were chronologically calculating. And the third day from Christ, right, 2,000 years till the year 2000. So the year 2000 on a calendar would represent the third day, if days were 1,000 years and 1,000 years were a day, right? So we have where we are right now is where the seventh day from Adam And the third day from Christ.
Yes.
So this is important to our message about the glory, because on the seventh day of creation, God rested. On the seventh day of creation, God rested from his labor. Look at someone, tell them, rest from your labor.
Rest from your labor.
You'll understand this better.
Yes.
Now, on the third day, Jesus told them when they were looking at the temple, Jesus said, destroy this temple, and on the third day, I will raise it up again. And they thought he was speaking foolishly in relation to the brick and mortar of the temple. But what he was talking about was his body. And look at someone telling, we are his body. Right? In my Father's house are many mansions, many dimensions, many realms. If it were not so, I would have told you, right? So we are the body of Christ. So what do we have here? On the seventh day, God rested. On the third day is the day of resurrection. So in order to experience true resurrection life, not just being born again, but walking in resurrection life, there has to be first a rest. A rest from your labor. It takes faith. Because you have gifts. You're strong. You got education. You know how to get the job done. And that's all good in its place. But it can't take God's place. And that's what tends to happen. People start using their own human effort and energy instead of God. They don't acknowledge God. But the Lord says, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. Huh? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He knows you got understanding. He knows you got know-how. But what he wants you to do is acknowledge him first. He'll tell you what gift to use. He'll show you what direction to take. He'll tell you what tool in your toolbox to use. God will make it easy.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.